Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are all well today. Y'all, I just made a little episode. Hey, y'all, I haven't seen y'all in a while. How are y'all doing? Yada yada yada. So I did the whole intro thing and I realized it's not the best time to put it out. So I'm gonna wait a little bit and then I'm gonna put it out. But I just want to say that your girl is back. There's a little bit more information in the one that I just recorded, and it is going to go out. But I just want to say, hey, I'm back. And I miss and love y'all so much. I'm not going to disappear again like that. I've gotten my sense of purpose. But you guys, it's my birthday. What are we gonna do? How are we gonna turn up? How? Like, what's the plan for today? Today's a Thursday. I was born on a Thursday. I mean, what's the plan? How we gonna make this right? How's everybody doing today? Y'all, today has been such a beautiful day. OMG. Such a beautiful day. And I'm just grateful to be here. I'm grateful to be alive, highly blessed, highly favored, and thank you, thank you, thank you all. Something that I've said in my recording that I will speak on again, just a little bit briefly. I was talking about confidence, growing into myself, loving myself fully. Something that I prayed for a long time, and certain things that pain has changed me into, but I'm so grateful for it. I shouted her out in the last one, but I'm gonna shout her out in this one, Healing with Nay. She is so spot on with everything. Everything. It's like this girl knows my heart. She probably do. Probably do. She mentioned in one of her posts how sometimes when a major loss, tragic thing, or et cetera, has happened to us, we are often looking for the pieces to put it back, to find that person we once were, and man, that person is gone, long gone. But we have this whole new person ahead of us, and they are absolutely beautiful. You don't always need to associate them with the pain that they've endured to become this person. Why not see them as a stronger version of you? A new version of you. I won't lie, for me, it was hard at first because I've spent a while crying and being sad over the person that I once was and the person I am today. Don't get me wrong, I love who she is today because she stands for herself. She stands on business and she respects herself. I can wholeheartedly say that, and this is not to be egoic. I can wholeheartedly say that I stand for myself, that I truly love myself. Y'all will see in the last recording because I spit it out. I truly love myself and I will never, ever, ever let anything, and I'm not just talking about people, I will never let anything play with me. Anyone play with me anymore. And that's not to even like go toe to toe with nobody. It's just about the way of living. The more you stand for yourself in life, and that's just with life, the more blessings you receive, the more abundance you receive. Show your reality that you mean business about yourself and you will only accept the best. You will only accept the best. That's it. Something that unfortunately came with pain, but manifested into something so beautiful that I am so grateful for it. And I'm so grateful for the experiences that brought me to who I am today. Yeah, but I just want to shout out Healing with Nay. If you ever listen to my podcast, girl, thank you. Because you do so much for me, you just don't even know. You do so much for me. And I every time I look at your post, I feel seen, I feel heard. I feel like it's always a confirmation and that I'm not, well, I am losing my mind, but it's right on track at the end of the day. Thank you for that. And I just want to say that just thank you. Miss Emma Jordan, I shout you guys out in the last recording. Y'all gonna hear that one too, but thank you guys again. Thank you again. And thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's pretty much what I want to say because I miss talking to y'all. I miss hearing y'all. And man, this is the first time y'all heard me in like 2024. Lot has happened. A lot has happened. I talk about all of that in the last one. I sound like this person that be saying I talked about that in the recording. I talked about that in the recording. But I did. And I just want to say, y'all, have a wonderful day today. If there's anyone who is sharing a birthday with me today, happy birthday. Actually, there is. I met this girl today. Yeah, I met this girl today, and she was also sharing the same birthday as me. Happy birthday to you, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your trip. Yeah, just happy birthday. And we'll talk later, y'all. I don't know if I'm gonna put music on this because I just want to talk to y'all real quick because I was gonna put up the last one until I realized that, dang, too much has been said a little bit too quickly. And when I mean too much information, I literally mean too much information. Like, I literally said too much too soon. So, yeah. Safety first, y'all. Safety first. So, yeah. But I hope everyone is well. This is going to be back to its regular scheduled program. I just had to talk to y'all for a bit. Oh, while I'm talking to y'all, because this stuff like this cannot wait. You can literally achieve the reality that you want. I promise you. Don't ever think you are not good enough to receive what you desire. But you gotta put yourself in that position. Whether it be mentally first, it don't matter. You gotta put yourself in that position. I'm telling you, you can achieve anything your heart desires. But you gotta put yourself in that position. And I just want to say with love, I love you all. Have a great rest of your day, rest of your trip, rest of your week, rest of your birthday, if it's your birthday, rest of your year. Oh, shoot, I just thought of something. Every time I want to end it, I think of something. To the people that's going through a hard time right now, because there are people that are going through hard times, like things that you couldn't even imagine. It's, you probably don't want to hear this, but this is the literal truth. Think of something positive. Hold on to that. Think of something positive each day. Think of something positive. Add to the list. Count your blessings. Count your blessings. Being negative won't help you. I know it sucks. It sucks. There's parts of life that literally suck. I know, like, you probably got the short end of the stick. But I just want to say that you only manifest more negative things the more you talk about negative shit. And that's a hard pill to swallow because I had to swallow that pill myself. You gotta be positive. Think about one blessed thing that you have. hold on to it. Think about another the next day. Think about another the following day. That's something that I learned today, because I met someone today, and I meet a lot of people, but I met someone today specifically. And I just want to let that person know that you are going to get through it, but you have to change your way of thinking. Your reality starts with how you think first. I know it's hard to see past your 3D, but there's way more to it. You have to change your way of thinking before anything else, or else it's not going to work. I just want to put that out there, y'all. Be safe out there, man. Love on one another, and I'll see y'all next week. With that being said, here's to 22. That's Taylor Swift. That's all that's been in my mind today. Like, what? It was a good time for Taylor Swift. I know you guys are going to say now's a good time for Taylor Swift, but that was my, like, favorite song by her. I just want to say that. Anyways, y'all, have a wonderful day, and I'll see y'all on the next episode.